Welcome back to another episode of the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, where we talk spirit-led leadership, time management, work-life balance, and lots of stuff in between. Back in episode 125, we talked about where to start when it comes to auditing or assessing your time. If you haven't listened to that episode, I encourage you to stop right now and go back and have a listen. Then come right back here to today's episode. We are going to take the information that we used in episode number 125 and put it to use today. Today we are talking about what you do with the information you gathered in your time audit. So grab a notebook and pen for this one, my friends. Folks, I spent over 40 years stuck in patterns of people-pleasing, approval-seeking, and perfectionism, trying to find fulfillment the world's way. It wasn't until I experienced the transformational power of the Holy Spirit through Christian life coaching that my way of being was completely changed. What I couldn't do on my own in over 40 years, God did in just a few months. He often works best through other people in our lives. If God is laying it on your heart to try a different way and you don't know where to start, you can keep struggling on your own, or you can invest in yourself and partner with a Christian life coach. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that it changed the trajectory of my life. If my story resonates with you, I would be honored to partner with you in your own journey. Go to gracefilledleader.com to learn more. That's Grace, G-R-A-C-E, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, leader.com. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. Before we jump into the meat of today's episode, I want to briefly review what we talked about and what your homework was in the previous episode. We talked about assessing or auditing our time. We talked about two methods for doing that, one being a traditional true time audit, in which you're basically accounting for your all of your awake time by the half hour, and the other just listing out your current commitments and responsibilities more in list format. I actually have both a traditional time audit tool and a list version of a time audit tool available as free downloads at gracefilledleader.com/freebies, or you can find them in the links in the show notes. So we are focusing on the time outside of work for right now. The homework I gave you was to, number one, do a time audit or make a list of your commitments. And remember, we used the parallel between finances and time, so time and money. So this time audit, your list of commitments, we call this the spending category when we're using money terms to talk about time. Now, make a note of how much time each of those commitments or activities was taking each day, week, or month. That was assignment number two. Number three was for each day of the week, write down how many awake hours you have outside of work that are available for you to use. We call this the income category when using money terms. Next was to make note of the things that you would like to be doing but you don't currently have time for. This is our savings category when we're using money terms. So we have income, spending, and savings. Finally, I asked you to make note of how much time each day or week you would like to spend on those things that aren't consistently making it on your schedule. In other words, the savings bucket, but they are important things that you want to make time for when it comes to thinking about the life you want. All right, now here is what I want you to do with that homework from last episode. I want you to take a piece of paper or a spreadsheet and make five columns, or a much easier option is to download my free time audit tools. It is all built in for you. Anyway, you want the following columns, which you should already kind of have because of your time audit. Column one is day of the week. Column two is the activity or commitment. Column three is income. Column four is spending. Column five is savings. In the income column, you want the number of awake hours you have available to you each day of the week. In the spending column, you want to have the number of hours spent on each type of activity that you have listed out in the activity column. In the savings column, you should have the amount of time you would like to spend but aren't currently spending. Next, I want you to total up the hours for each of those columns for the week. Total up your income or your time available to you, your spending, and your savings. If you are using my audit tool with the calculations, it has a time audit calculations tab. There are formulas built in that will actually calculate these totals for you. If you're doing this on your own, the next thing you want to do is you take your total weekly income or your awake hours that are available to you and subtract the total number of weekly hours in the spending column, or the time you are currently spending on various activities. Next, I want you to take your spending and I want you to add them to your savings hours. So the total hours currently spent on various activities plus the total number of hours you would like to be spending on other important activities, but currently you aren't consistently making time for. Spending plus savings. And here comes another math problem. I want you to take your total number of hours in the income category and subtract the number you just came up with when you added the total spending plus savings columns. So now what you have are a couple of numbers. You have what is called a variance calculation when you consider your income versus your spending. And you have a variance calculation when you compare your income versus your spending plus your savings. Now, I want you to look at those two numbers. Are they positive or are they negative? If they are positive, great. This means that your current spending habits when it comes to time fall within your means when it comes to the time available to you. If the second number is also positive, it means that your current spending plus the desired spending time, or what we called savings, combined falls within your means when it comes to your income or time available. If this is true, you most likely feel relatively balanced most of the time. You have time to do the things that you have to do and that are important to you. Now, if the two numbers are positive, but you feel anything but balanced, you likely were not accurate with your time audit. You may have put numbers that you thought should be there versus the numbers that are a reality when it comes to your day-to-day life. Something is not being accounted for. Either that, or you're just choosing all of the wrong things to spend your time on. Now, I'm guessing if you're listening to this show, one, if not both of those variance numbers are probably negative. This means you are expecting yourself to function in a time deficit. You do not have enough waking hours to do everything you would like to do, or even everything you're trying to do. This is why you don't feel a sense of balance in your life. This is why you are running on empty. This is why you are burned out and crabby and irritable. We have to get you out of deficit spending when it comes to your time. So, on our next episodes, we're going to start talking about how to do that. I think that this, what we've talked about today, is enough homework to walk away with today. Just add up the data you gathered with your time audits. And please, do your best to avoid judgment. This is just very useful information that we're going to use to build the life that you want. We have to start somewhere, right? This is for the purposes of building awareness and shining a light on what you know to be true already, that there is always room for grace in our lives. As always, my friends, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.